them all! Free them all!
The demonstrators are part of long-standing prisoners' rights groups, including Release Aging People from Prison, or RAP, and the Halt Solitary Confinement Campaign. They held protests simultaneously at the Elmira Prison and in New York City, on Long Island, and outside the state capitol in Albany to ask that sick and elderly prisoners be released early. Thomas Kearney, a RAP regional organizer and a former inmate, says he remembers what the judge told him the day he was sentenced to prison for a crime that resulted in harm to another person.
The crime displayed a depraved indifference to human life through risk of death, that he was giving me as much time as he was giving me so that I would be able to learn some sense of empathy and compassion for my fellow citizens.
He says New York's political leaders, including Governor Andrew Cuomo and members of the state legislature, are not showing any of that compassion to inmates. Kearney says they could release some of the state's prisoners if they had the political will to do so. He says Cuomo has the power to grant clemency to 50% of all prisoners to clear up space in the facilities for social distancing. He says it's unconscionable to allow the 39,000 inmates to face potential death from the virus simply because they are housed in crowded conditions.
They are all exhibiting depraved indifference to human life through risk of death. There has already been 18 deaths. They are guilty 39 times over, 39,000 times over of what I was found guilty of. Where is the justice?
Antonio Dater was recently released from the Greene County Correctional Facility, which has the second largest outbreak in the state. He says prison officials are not following safety rules.
These inmates are being denied treatment. They are being denied access to their family.
NYSCOPA, the union representing correctional officers, is also concerned. They issued a statement asking the state to ban visitors to the prisons to help prevent the spread of the disease. A spokesman for Cuomo, senior advisor Rich Azzopardi, says the governor has already directed the State Department of Corrections to grant early release to over 3,000 inmates, including those with low-level parole violations and others who committed nonviolent, non-sexual offenses and were within 90 days of their release date, as well as 12 pregnant female inmates. Azzopardi says once the outbreaks became known, the state deployed rapid testing for inmates and staff at the affected prisons and banned visitors from three facilities, Elmira, Greene, and Southport in the Southern Tier, which is a region impacted by community spread of the virus. Azzopardi says most of the cases are asymptomatic, but the inmates who are sick are being monitored by health officials at the prisons. When visitation resumes, all visitors will have to have proof that they tested negative for COVID within the past 7 days. Cuomo, speaking October 26th, says he believes the Department of Corrections has behaved properly.
Overall, the docs has done a fantastic job with COVID overall. We've done testing. We had a lower transmission rate in the state prisons than in the general population, believe it or not.
During the outbreak last spring, the state's prisons avoided any major outbreaks. Azzopardi, as well as Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, say they are taking the situation seriously and are being guided by scientific data. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.